If you start this, it's probably turning 5 degrees over there. In fact, I'm continuing the header. Joseph Malanji can be cut on multiple points to the keeper on point and a keeper on point 5 between handcuffs of Russian tape. The government to withhold the CBS from Santos with the new fund and flood between 30th of May to 1,400 villages in Indian state.
The hottest in the news with Steve Jenkinson.
Thank you so much for joining us. Another news in Santos. Former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji has been convicted and is counted for 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, and 10 in the high-profile corruption trial relating to the illegal occupation of luxury properties and assets using suspected appointees of crime. Magistrate Aileen Wasimanga, General Government at the Lusaka Magistrate Court, found Mr. Malanji guilty of multiple offenses, including possession of property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, money laundering involving high-value real estate and aircraft use of third-party companies to continue ownership of assets. In terms of 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9, specifically relates to the purchase of 2 helicopters, a Bell 3430 and Bell 208 Jet Ranger, which are registered under a fiscal air charges, a company linked to Mr. Malanji. Acquisition of the harbors and charter of market civil travels and other locations, finance, new tax transactions and dollar payments inconsistent with Mr. Malanji's known income as a public officer. The court ruled that Mr. Malanji failed to provide the most explanation for the source of the funds used in the acquisition and found that the transactions were set up to disguise the origin and ownership of the Mrs. Fund. His conduct, the court said, demonstrated a deliberate and calculated effort to stifle public resources under the guise of diplomatic duty and personal interest. Proceedings are ongoing as litigation is underway and sentencing is soon. Meanwhile, former Secretary to the Treasury, Sector Member, has also been convicted on counts 1 and 2 in the high-profile corruption trial alongside Mr. Malanji. Magistrate Aileen Wasimanga, in delivering her judgment at the Lusaka Magistrate Court, found that Mr. Malanji unlawfully authorized the use of public funds for the procurement of embassy property in Turkey without any laid down procedure and in violation of the law. The court is to deliver a judgment on the remaining charges against both accused. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Dick Kialidalo, says the ministry is now closely reviewing the financial records of local authorities before releasing additional constituency development fund allocation. He has explained that disbursements will be withheld from local authorities and unutilized funds until those resources are fully used. Mr. Kialidalo says the ministry aims to promote accountability and ensure timely, efficient use of public funds for community development. He has added that the ultimate goal is to align spending with civilian needs, improve service delivery, and enhance development outcomes for the city.
We look at the data before we do
contribution to the local economy and
support the growth of small and medium-scale enterprises. We believe that this will be a significant step towards achieving sustainable economic development in the region.
In more news, this afternoon, the Minister of Community Development and Social Services has officially launched its risk management policy and of enhanced service delivery in ensuring timely identification and management of risk. Speaking at the launch, Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Baroon Lamba, has described the development as a milestone that will enable the ministry to proactively address risk. Ms. Lamba has emphasized that effective risk management is critical, especially as the ministry serves the country's most vulnerable population. She has also noted that the policy provides a vital framework to anticipate challenges and business business in responding to them.
In our journey towards ensuring governance, accountability, and service delivery in today's context with government, where we are all interested with the welfare of vulnerable citizens and the development of our community. So I think risk management is no longer an option, it's essential.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Quebec, more than that.
The government says the £5.2 million energy efficiency for sustainable livelihoods in Africa. Zambia country wind project will enhance industrial growth and create new jobs across the country. Speaking at the launch summit, Trading Industry Minister for Kamuli Ngas says the former United Nations Industrial Development Organization and the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency supported project aims to tackle power shortages, boost e-waste recycling, and enhance energy efficiency in homes and industry. He said this project is a strategic intervention for building climate resilience, fostering inclusive economic growth, and positioning Zambia as a regional leader in low carbon development.
So we see that it's not just a fair way to approve, but it's a way of life that we are implementing and that we're facing for. So it's important to see what you've got to do and hold yourself and that.
And Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hellenwald, has noted that the program will accelerate Zambia's transition to a low carbon economy, raise energy efficiency standards, and generate sustainable employment opportunities in the country.
Across the globe, countries are recognizing that powering energy is just as important as how we use it. In this regard, both Zambia and Sweden, my home country, are taking commendable steps, each shaped by unique national context, but united by a common mission to build resilient, low-carbon economies that serve both our people as well as our planet.
Meanwhile, United Nations Resident Coordinator Boutros Boutros-Boutros has emphasized that the project will support Zambia in achieving sustainable development goals 7, 9, and 13, focusing clean energy, industrial innovation, and climate action. This is the Hot FM News at 6. At least 13 people have died and more than 354,000 have been affected by heavy rains and floods in the northern Indian state of Punjab. Authorities have declared all of the state's 23 districts for flood risk after reservoir floods to near danger levels. Some 20,000 people have been evacuated from more rain and flood affected areas, with hundreds of relief tents set up to provide shelter and essential facilities to affected families. The BBC has
The leader of the Bible Church in Sudan.